your roadmap for creating lifelong financial resilience. Life is full of unexpected turns and expenses. Being prepared for these situations is key to building financial resilience. Here are some tips to make sure you're prepared for almost every eventuality. Many of us have been advised to set aside a portion of our income every month. But in today's economic climate, this can be hard to stick to. With some smart planning and a willingness to cut back on unnecessary expenses, you can set yourself up for success. There are many reasons why it's important to save money every month. Firstly, to achieve your life goals. There are day-to-day expenses, and then there are the bigger life goals that require a bit more capital, like buying a home or paying for your children's university tuition. Putting money aside every month will go a long way in helping to cover these big expenses when the time comes. Secondly, to cover unexpected emergencies. Big, unforeseen expenses like home and car repairs, medical aid shortfall, and unexpected job loss are a reality. An emergency fund is essential to ease the financial pressure. Lastly, to future-proof your life. Whether it's a change of career or retirement, knowing that you have money to rely on every month goes a long way in alleviating stress. Let's talk about saving. Have you ever wondered how big your emergency fund should be? The amount varies greatly depending on your lifestyle, income, expenses, and dependents. The general rule of thumb is that your emergency fund should hold 3 to 6 months' worth of your monthly expenses. If you have a stable, predictable income, you may be able to get by with a stockpile on the lower side, 3 to 6 months' worth. But if your financial situation is less stable, for example, you're self-employed or a contract worker, aim for savings on the larger end of the spectrum, 6 months' worth. This may seem like a huge amount of money initially, but there are some strategies to get this fund to where it should be. Right off the bat, it's important to start small. 3 to 6 months' salary may seem like an unachievable goal, but every little bit counts. Start small and chip away at the goal. Next, consider putting away extra money when you can. The temptation to spend your bonus money or tax return is big, but rather put it, or at least most of it, aside into the emergency fund to reach your saving goal faster. You can also take it up a notch by automating your savings. We get it. It's hard to hit the transfer button and watch the money disappear. Set up a debit order to automatically save the money before you've had time to reconsider it. Another important tip is to review your monthly expenses on a regular basis. Look for the things that you can cut back on. It might mean eating out one time less in a month or cancelling those unused subscriptions. To really get the most out of your money, opt for higher interest accounts so that your money can grow slowly in the background. Ensure that the funds are easy to access in the case of an emergency, not in a 30-day notice account, for example. Lastly, don't forget to keep your emergency fund separate from any other savings accounts that you have to avoid dipping into it when you need some extra non-emergency cash. Now that we've got that down, let's take a moment to think of the future.
Sylvia, why do you think a lot of us go into the festive season every year unprepared and we don't save for it? Like, what is it about us that just don't plan
Denial,
for
maybe.
We know it comes every year. Yes. Why do we not actually save for it?
You know, I think, as you say, it comes along every year. So it's not a surprise. It's not an unexpected expense. And we have a track record. We have a history. So
and a bad one.
We do it year after year.
Maybe so, that's why,
You know, I think there are some people who probably are quite disciplined and sort of, and we can talk a bit more about that, but plan and do everything carefully. But it's often emotions that come into play. Or you leave things to the last minute. The other things that happen.
And then
all the plans just, you know, go out the window and what the heck, it's the end of the year, so let's just, you know, splurge.
We've earned it. Let's just do it. And then we'll pick up the pieces come January or January,
hopefully.
February. We're still working through that.
Have you considered saving for the holiday season this year? The festive season is known for being an expensive time for South Africans. Summer holidays, travel, more socializing and festive gifting. These expenses all rack up very quickly. Avoid dipping into your savings and say goodbye to January with these tips. Be realistic about your budget and start saving as soon as you can. Calculate your additional expenses over the holiday period and work out how much you need to save every month from February to achieve that goal. Give yourself a winning start by setting up an interest-bearing savings account to that effect. Automate a debit order and watch your December wallet grow. And remember, a little goes a long way. 500 rands a month for 10 months is an extra 5,000 rands to spend. Last but not least, stick to your budget on holiday. It's easy to get caught up once you're in holiday mode, but your January bank balance will be grateful. Another great way to have a truly enjoyable festive season is to make a gifting list and shop early throughout the year. The best part? It's not too late to start now. Think carefully about gifting. Does everyone really need more things? Chat to your family about gifting. Opt for secret Santas, group gifts, or perhaps only giving children gifts. Everyone is feeling the pinch and will likely jump on board to reduce expenses. While you're at it, try to keep an eye out for specials and end-of-season sales throughout the year and put these gifts aside to use in the festive season. To really be a money-wise shopper, don't get caught up in the hype. Sales like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, close to the gifting season, can catch consumers out, causing them to spend more than they normally would. Stick to your list and don't get sidetracked. Lastly, avoid using credit. Financial institutions see a spike of debt management and debt consolidation applications in January, indicating that consumers turn to their credit cards more in the holiday season. Don't fall into this trap. Stick to your budget and manage your finances responsibly. Thank you to the Expresso Show for the audio clip used in the soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.